Just after midnight, President Trump's reciprocal tariffs went into effect against 86 countries. And a little while ago, China raised its tariff on the United States to 84%, up from 34%. That's effective tomorrow. We go to Washington, D.C. now, and Sun-Times Bureau Chief Lynn Sweet to talk about all of this. Lynn, good morning. Politically, what do you think is going to affect people more and Republicans more, the stock market dipping or higher prices, inflation?
Well, let me recast it a bit. Instead of saying, let's just do this, bear with me, Bob. Instead of saying stock market, which people may say, I'm not in the market, I don't have a portfolio, that's for other people, not me. But if you have a retirement account, and if that account is invested in either mutual funds or outright stock holdings, then you do have a stake in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And so if people look at their accounts every day, I'm not recommending you do because you won't be happy what you see. That could, I just am bringing to you my 100 years of experience here. A big economic jab in your gut will have some political ripple effect, no matter your ideology. This can't be right, people will say. And even if you don't need the money right now, your faith in your retirement and your savings is there. Now, you layer on top of it higher grocery prices, which were there even before the tariffs. We have a really interesting story in today's Sun-Times about shoppers who are buying things, trying to maybe hedge a bit against increases. So everyone listening, please go to suntimes.com. There's no paywall. You'll have, you know, type in your email address and a few things, and you'll have access to it. The point,
Lynn,
is,
what,
when you talk about...
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
Stop.
No,
okay.
No.
See, I think when you talk about economics, there's things that are tangible. Eggs are now, what, $8 for a dozen. And things that are intangible, I worry if I'm going to get my Social Security check. And both of those worries, tangible and intangible, have an impact. And who is to blame? Right now, it is squarely and solely and only on Trump. And I suppose you could blame the silence of the Republicans around him that let him do it.
But if the president can strike deals, if he can successfully negotiate, can President Trump and the country come out of this ahead eventually?
Well, eventually. There's no one-size-fits-all here, okay? Bob, you and I are a little bit on the older side of the spectrum. If you are about to take out some money out of a retirement account or you're counting on that, time isn't going to – you need a lot of time to get the market back to where it was 3 weeks ago. If you have a kid in college and you're going to sell a few stocks to make tuition, and, oh, my God, now that money's vanished. So – I'm not discounting that some tariffs strategically put in place would be a useful thing to do. But when you do this one-size-fits-all blanket, and blanket every import now almost from or so many imports from China, and now you have the trade war going on, that strikes very short-term gains that make it harder for people to, as you raise a question, look into long-term relief.
What do you think might affect what the president does? Will this dust up between Musk and Navarro have any impact over the president's tariff plans? How do you think that will affect the Republicans, for that matter?
So Musk is in a universe of his own, and picking on Navarro and calling him disparaging names might not change Trump's tariff policy, but it sure can impact the value of having Musk around. Trump has already talked about how he's not there permanently, and maybe this is a glide path off. But this will hurt. I don't see how this cannot hurt Republicans who comply with their silence. It's not enough to just talk about waste, fraud, and abuse in government. It's how you address it that makes sense. So burning down the house, I suppose it works if you pick the right house. did we really want to have less people focus on health research, meteorology, to get the weather, for heaven's sake? You could save a lot of money, you and I, if we decided not to heat our homes or air condition it, and if we don't replace the roof when we need it, or we don't, if you live in a condo, you could save money if you just decide not to pay your condo fee. But that's not good civic governance here. It's a false economy.
And one more thing about tariffs, Lynn. Yeah. What are you hearing there in D.C.? What's the end game for President Trump? Any idea?
Good question. Thank you for asking that. And Republicans who are trying to find something to say to their constituents are asking this. Now, you get broad assertions from Trump. He went on 90 minutes talking to national Republicans at a fundraiser in Washington last night about how he's sticking to his guns. So you may have some better trade deals. But again, it's not one size fits all. And then you have the more complex issue here with tariffs, with our big neighbors in trading and manufacturing, Mexico and Canada. So there are multiple end games, and I think Republicans are begging Trump just to give him a few crumbs to go out and talk to people about how this could end. And in the meantime, depending on where you are financially in your life, you may not suffer if this really is fixed in the short term. And the long-term gain might have been gotten through more targeted tariffs anyway. We won't know. But when you deal with this, I think there is an obligation to not be risky, because this is government. Government is not private business. If Musk wants to do something risky with Tesla or X or SpaceX, it's his company, his stockholders. If he wants to try some risky thing, as he has done with X through the years since he bought it, his thing, private money. Government has to exist to serve everybody. Therefore, when you do things, you have to do it with that in mind.
We'll see what happens later today. Read all about it in the Sun-Times. Lynn Sweet in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Bob.